Welcome to Curie, the podcast that brings healthcare professionals the insights they need to stay informed and ahead. I'm Matt, and today we're tackling a topic that sits at the intersection of economics, equity, and the challenges of practicing medicine in the United States, physician compensation. If this episode piques your interest, be sure to download the Curie app for more curated content and discussions tailored just for you. Let's start with the big picture. Physicians are among the most respected professionals in the world. Yet the financial realities of practicing medicine often don't align with the workload, expertise, and emotional toll the job demands. According to the latest compensation reports, the average physician income rose by 3% in 2023, landing at $363,000 annually, compared to $352,000 in 2022. At first glance, that seems like good news. However, when you adjust for inflation and factor in a 2% Medicare reimbursement cut, it's clear that many physicians are feeling the squeeze. Primary care providers, who saw a slightly higher bump in earnings at $277,000, still trail far behind specialists, who brought home an average of $394,000. Orthopedic surgeons remain the highest paid, earning $558,000 annually, followed by plastic surgeons at $536,000. And cardiologists at $525,000. Meanwhile, pediatricians and family medicine doctors, despite their critical role in patient care, remain on the lower end, earning $238,000 and $255,000, respectively. It's not just about the numbers, though. As healthcare consultant Elizabeth Woodcock aptly said, while compensation rises, Medicare cuts and inflation erode real income, creating a challenging financial environment for many physicians. These challenges are driving some professionals to explore other avenues, such as locum tenens work or even non-clinical roles, to supplement their incomes. Nearly 4 in 10 physicians report taking on extra work outside their primary jobs. It's a strategy, but is it sustainable? One area that continues to draw attention, and rightly so, is the persistent gender pay gap. The gap is narrowing, but progress is painfully slow. In 2023, female physicians earned 23% less than their male counterparts, a slight improvement from 26% the previous year. On average, this translates to women earning $102,000 less per year than men. In some specialties, the disparities are even more glaring. For instance, women in oral and maxillofacial surgery earn nearly 47% less than their male colleagues. Dr. Shikya Jain, an oncologist and a prominent advocate for equity in medicine, explained, "Addressing these disparities isn't just about fairness. It's about ensuring we retain diverse talent in the workforce. The consequences of inaction aren't just financial. They're systemic. A major factor contributing to this gap is negotiation, or the lack thereof. Studies consistently show that male physicians are more likely to negotiate higher pay, while women face systemic barriers and biases that limit their earning potential. In fact, nearly 50% of physicians surveyed were either unaware of or didn't believe a gender pay gap exists. This lack of awareness perpetuates the problem and highlights the need for systemic change. Where a physician practices also significantly impacts their earnings. For example, those in San Jose, California earned the highest compensation at $474,977, while physicians in San Antonio, Texas reported the lowest at $371,073. However, when adjusted for cost of living, cities like St. Louis, Missouri, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma emerge as the best places for real income. Practice setting adds another layer of complexity. Physicians in single specialty groups reported the highest earnings at $461,000, while those in government roles earned just $292,000 annually. And while urban centers often dominate discussions about high physician pay, rural areas are catching up, driven by physician shortages and increased demand. Physicians in the Midwest, for example, earn an average of $404,000 annually, outpacing their coastal counterparts. As one rural healthcare recruiter explained, the Midwest is becoming a hidden gem for physicians seeking competitive pay and a manageable cost of living. But numbers only tell part of the story. Burnout remains a pervasive issue, affecting both earnings and overall satisfaction. Despite incremental pay increases, 61% of physicians feel underpaid and 81% report being overworked. The link between compensation and burnout is clear. As administrative burdens grow and work-life balance diminishes, financial incentives alone aren't enough to retain top talent. Dr. Sharon Ranganath, a neuroscience professor, emphasized, "Burnout rates are driving early retirements, career changes, and even exits from clinical practice entirely. It's a wake-up call for the entire healthcare system." Interestingly, a growing number of physicians are prioritizing work-life balance over higher pay. 75% of those surveyed said they'd accept lower compensation for better autonomy and quality of life. This trend is particularly pronounced among younger physicians who are less willing to sacrifice their personal well-being for professional gain. It's a shift that's forcing healthcare organizations to rethink their approach to recruitment and retention. So, what do these trends mean for the future of medicine? Physician compensation is more than just a paycheck. It's a reflection of how we value healthcare providers and the vital work they do. Yet, rising burnout, persistent pay gaps, and income increases that fail to keep pace with inflation paint a concerning picture. Can we build a healthcare system that values its providers as much as its patients? As we ponder these questions, one thing is clear: change is both necessary and overdue. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into physician pay. If you found this episode insightful, don't forget to download the Curie app to explore additional episodes and stay informed on the trends shaping healthcare. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep connecting.